There is division in Jamaica over the government's plan to extend states of emergency, or SOEs, as they are commonly called, to fight an upsurge in violent crime in that country. Murders there are now well past the 1,000 mark, and Prime Minister Andrew Holness has argued that the SOEs are needed. Having secured the approval of the House of Assembly to get a 46-day extension of the measure in 7 parishes, he's urging the Senate, which meets today, to back having the extension run until mid-January next year. States of emergency give the authorities increased powers, including the ability to search buildings and carry out arrests without warrants.
Many of our citizens cannot walk safely on our streets free of the fear of gun violence. Many members of our society today cannot conduct ordinary business without the threat of gangs, you know, these youths infected with violence, organized by psychopaths and barbaric men, preying on their labor to take their property, their freedom, and their lives. We, in this house together, can put a stop to it.
But opposition leader Mark Golding and his People's National Party are not in support of extending the states of emergency to the degree proposed by the government.
I cannot support the extension of the SOEs beyond 14 days. The society has grown tired of the SOEs. It is a monodimensional response which brings no lasting benefits in crime reduction.
The support came exclusively from members of the governing Jamaica Labour Party, which has 49 of the 63 seats in the lower house.
The division over the extension of the states of emergency in Jamaica isn't only among the two major political parties. It also exists among civil society groups. The Private Sector Association of Jamaica, better known as the PSOJ, is all for the move.
President of the PSOJ, Keith Duncan, says the data demonstrate that SOEs can help to save lives.
Nationally, the data shows that 63 murders were committed in the 2 weeks before the declaration of the SOEs. The data further shows that 12 murders were recorded in the first week of the declaration of the SOEs. This is a significant decline.
Duncan notes that criminal activities tend to surge during the Christmas period.
Jamaicans across the length and breadth of the country are living in a state of fear and anxiety and consider the crime situation a chronic crisis. While the use of SOEs to contain the current surge of crime and violence is not a long-term solution, it has demonstrated its effectiveness in reducing murders. We recommend that these emergency measures be employed over the Christmas period, as a surge in criminal activity is the norm during this time, as criminal elements look to rob, extort, murder, and to increase ill-gotten gains.
Meanwhile, President of the Jamaican Craft Traders and Producers Association, Devon Mitchell, says the level of crime the country is experiencing has the potential to cripple the tourism industry.
Craft traders in Jamaica, all of us, we depend on tourism for survival. And if this rampant monster that plagues the country is going to continue as what it is right now, I can tell you that it's going to damper tourism, especially if I know that we're going into a new tourism season and to continue, with this same type of monster in front of us, I can tell you that it's a lose-lose situation, for all of us, not only the people that involved in tourism, but for Jamaica and all.
However, Jamaicans for Justice are saying no to the proposed extension of the SOEs. They're reminding that parliamentarians have a constitutional duty to uphold and safeguard the Constitution, adding that political expediency is no justification for constitutional breaches. According to Jamaicans for Justice, it is not only the bad people who get rounded up and detained willy-nilly. Thousands were arrested and detained, but never charged. They instead lost their jobs, incurred medical expenses, and were abused by the security force officers during the state of public emergency. It adds that the use of states of public emergency is an unsustainable tactic that does not provide any real inroads to curb crime, and it is imploring both government and opposition members to remember the powerless who can't champion their own cause and vote no to an extension. This has been SAGICOR's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let SAGICOR use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your SAGICOR advisor or visit SAGICOR.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. SAGICOR, wise financial thinking for life.